Okay, so have you ever felt like, when you're researching home security stuff, it's like everyone just wants to sell you the most expensive thing.
Right.
It's overwhelming.
Yeah, totally.
But we're diving into that in this deep dive. We're going to figure out what really makes a door secure because, a strong door, that's your first line of defense.
Absolutely.
So we're looking at the work of José Miguel Ángel Oyeros.
Okay.
And this isn't just, some random blog post. This guy, he's legit. Right, like he consults, he helps develop security standards, the real deal.
Yeah, and I think what I find so fascinating about Oyeros is he goes beyond, just buy this strong thing. He breaks it down, like the why. And in his article, Security Doors That Repel Crime and Prevent Intrusion, he really gets into debunking some myths. And I think that's really important for making an informed choice.
Oh, absolutely. Like I always thought, armor door,
Yeah.
that's it, I'm set.
Right.
But he's saying these terms get thrown around, armored, reinforced. Often it's misleading.
Yeah, and it's almost worse than misleading because it gives you this false sense of security.
Totally.
Oleris actually explains that, even if a door is technically armored, it might only resist like your basic burglar tools for a few minutes,
Yeah.
and minutes matter in the security world.
It gives an example of like how quickly a pro can get through some of these doors that are, air quotes, secure.
Yeah.
And it's honestly, a little frightening. It made me realize, okay, it's not just about a strong door, it's about the right kind of resistance.
Exactly. And that's actually where he brings up this standard. It's called UNE 85160. And he talks about it as a way to kind of cut through all that marketing jargon. So think of it like a seal of approval. If it meets this standard, it's been rigorously tested
Okay.
against different attack methods.
That makes a lot of sense. But then he takes it a step further and says, a truly secure door, it needs five layers of protection. And I'll be honest, I was stuck on the physical,
Right,
Like
right.
that's all I cared about.
Yeah, it's like building a fortress.
Right.
Right.
You
Yeah.
need layers. So that's layer one, the physical resistance. But then he gets into this idea of early detection, and this is where it gets really interesting for me. It's not just sensors on the door. He's talking about sensors in the frame and even around the lock itself.
So you're finding out that someone is trying to mess with your door before they even get to it.
Exactly.
That's kind of wild.
Yeah. Think about it. Your traditional alarm, it goes off after the fact.
Right.
This is about staying ahead of the game,
Yeah.
being proactive rather than reactive.
Okay, so we're talking about layers of security on your doors. Strong door, sensors, got it. But then he has this whole other layer. This is layer three, and it's all about communication.
Yeah, and this is where it gets really interesting, I think. It's not just, oh, someone's at my door, the loud alarm is going off.
Yeah.
We're talking about, direct police notification, cameras, even speakers.
Hold on, speakers. Like, my door's going to talk to a burglar. Exactly. So imagine this, right? You're a would-be burglar. You're about to pry open a door, and suddenly you hear a voice, and it says, we see you. The police are on their way.
Whoa.
That's going to stop you in your tracks, right?
Yeah, we would think so.
That immediate confrontation, the feeling of being caught, that's powerful.
That's creepy, even if I wasn't a burglar.
Right. And that's what Oleris is getting at. He says that psychological deterrent, that can be even more effective than just, the physical barriers.
Interesting.
You're making that risk outweigh the reward in the mind of the intruder.
Okay, so we've got strong door, we've got something to detect if someone's messing with it,
Yeah.
we've got our door yelling at them.
Right.
What's next?
So layer four is monitoring.
Okay.
This one might seem a little less exciting, than talking doors,
Right.
but it's about having that constant awareness.
I will admit, when I first read this one, I was like, monitoring. Like, why do I need to know what my door is doing all the time?
It's peace of mind. Let's say you're on vacation. You get a notification that says, not just alarm triggered, but door is secure. It's a different feeling, right?
Yeah, I guess it is. Like you said, peace of mind.
Yeah, like you have eyes on your home even when you're not there.
I like that. Okay, that makes sense.
And then finally, layer five is all about access and closing control.
Okay.
This is about stopping that break-in before it even happens.
So now we're talking about like locks and keys and stuff.
Exactly. And not just any old lock and key, right? Oleros specifically calls out like high security keys, copy protection, like what banks use.
Oh, wow.
So it's really difficult for somebody to just go and, copy your key.
I never even thought about that.
Right. It's something we don't think about very often. He also talks about automated locking systems, so you don't have to worry, did I lock the door? Did I not?
It takes out the human error.
Exactly. So all of these things, these five layers, they all work together. You've got that physical strength of the door. You've got the high-tech keys, all of that.
Yeah.
It creates this whole system. And this is where I thought he made a really interesting point. He compares, like, hotel room security versus securing your home.
Okay.
Right. Think about it.
Yeah. So you're saying, like, hotel rooms, they just have that little card thing.
Right. And we feel pretty safe in a hotel room. Right.
Right.
But Oliros is saying the needs for your home are even greater than that.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
It's not just a toothbrush and a change of clothes. Right. We've got, you know, photos, things that really matter to us.
Irreplaceable stuff.
Exactly. You can't put a price on that.
So you need more than that basic hotel room security.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. I will say, all this is great. Like, taking notes over here, but I'm also thinking about my bank account. Like, is this going to break the bank, all this high-tech security?
Right, and Oliros actually addresses that head-on.
Okay, good. He basically says you don't need every single bell and whistle. It's about figuring out, in those five layers, what are your priorities? What makes sense for your needs, your budget?
So how do I do that?
Yeah.
How do I figure that out without, you know, skimping where I shouldn't?
Well, he gives you a really helpful breakdown.
Right.
He talks about, like, what you might be able to omit, you know, depending on your situation.
Yeah.
But he's also very clear about the risks.
Okay. So he doesn't leave you hanging.
Exactly. He gives you all that information so you can make that choice. And this is honestly where I was most surprised. He has this whole section on psychological deterrence.
Okay.
It's like making your home less appealing to burglars in the first place.
Oh, interesting. I like that. Yeah.
You know, an ounce of prevention
is worth a pound of cure. Yeah. My grandma used to say that. So what are we talking about here? Like, what are some of the things?
Some of it's really simple. Like, keep your curtains drawn, especially if you've got, like, valuables visible from the street.
Huh? Yeah. Out of sight, out of mind.
Exactly. He even talks about, like, how you get rid of your trash.
Well, okay.
Yeah. Like, you get that big screen TV. Don't leave the box out on the curb.
Oh, right. It's like an advertisement. Hey, come rob me.
Exactly. It's these little things that we don't think about, those signals that we're sending.
It's about being smart. Yeah.
Exactly.
So it's more than just, like we said, having a strong door. It's your whole environment, making it less appealing to a burglar, being proactive.
And I think that's really the takeaway here, you know. Oliros has given us this framework, right,
yeah,
for how to think about this, to cut through the noise, to figure out, okay, what makes sense for my home? How do I get that peace of mind?
He's given us a lot to think about, that's for sure.
He has.
Well, you know what? I feel a lot more informed. Like, I can actually tackle this home security thing.
Me too. And hopefully our listeners do too.
Yes. And you know what? Next time you guys are, you know, feeling overwhelmed thinking about home security, remember, think like a burglar. What's going to make your home less appealing?
There's some really simple things that you can do starting today.
Small steps.
There you go. Small steps. Build it up. You got this. And on that note, we'll catch you in the next deep dive.